everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today about the Win for Health program. And before I get started, there are no relationships to disclose. So today I'm going to tell you about the Win for Health program, give you some background on our community, the training that we have for our community health workers who really lead this initiative, share details about our program model, our outcomes that support our model, and also talk to you about bringing the community health workers into the primary care or patient-centered medical care setting, and then some of our key findings. So Win for Health actually started with Win for Asthma back in 2005 when community leaders, hospital leaders, and leaders from Columbia University came together to address the burden of pediatric asthma in the local community. And rather than come up with what is the more traditional way to approach chronic disease in the community, at that time it was more innovative to think about potentially bringing in community health workers or peers to support the caregivers of children who had pediatric asthma. And from that collaboration was born Win for Asthma, which is a community health worker-driven chronic disease prevention program. And for those of you unfamiliar with the geography, the communities of focus for this initiative are Washington Heights and Inwood, and they represent the northernmost communities in Manhattan, bordered by Harlem to the south. And a little bit about this community. The majority of residents are foreign-born, hailing primarily from the Dominican Republic, many dominant Spanish speakers, and nearly half of children live below the poverty line. And just to give you a quick sense of the training before I get into details of the model, this is not an exhaustive list of all the trainings that the community health workers participate in, but should give you a sense of how they're trained. The community health workers who work for our program are lay workers. We don't require degrees. They're from the community. They're natural leaders and connectors in their community. And the trainings that they participate in are core competency trainings, home visiting, case management, and some of the other trainings that you see there. We also provide basic clinical training, but they're not clinicians, and they do not get involved in any clinical decision making, but they do need to understand the disease in order to support the families and individuals. So the model. So Win for Health is a hospital academic community partnership with community health workers who are at the center really driving this intervention. The community health workers are based in the community, so they're based in our community-based organization partners. We have subcontract agreements with these organizations, and this is the model that we've had for the last 7 years. And the reason being, first, as I mentioned, the community health workers who work for our program are lay workers. They're being based in the community enables them to really have that peer relationship with the individuals that they're supporting, but also because they can draw from all of the social services and resources offered by those community-based organizations. So I think everyone in this room knows that in order for us to support individuals of chronic disease, we also have to help them address their competing obstacles and barriers that they're dealing with. So the individuals that we support, for example, the caregivers of children with asthma, they may have pending housing issues, employment, domestic violence. Being associated with these community-based organizations enables the community health workers not only to support them with their chronic disease, but also make those other connections with them and help really connect them better to their community. So, as I said before, we started with the pediatric asthma program in 2005, and then in 2012 we expanded, we leveraged our model using the same community partners to serve adults with diabetes, because that's another area in our community that we really needed to support. So the community health workers provide a year-long care coordination program for caregivers of children with asthma and adults with diabetes and their caregivers. And then they also are members of the patient-centered medical home, so they have two sessions per week in our primary care settings. They also have a presence in our inpatient hospital setting, where they meet with all families of children who are admitted to the hospital with a diagnosis of asthma to provide a basic one-on-one education, but also invite them to participate in the year-long care coordination program, which I'll describe in more detail in the next slide. So the year-long care coordination program that we have for both disease areas is divided into three stages. Stage one is the most intensive stage. That's months one through three, where the individuals who participate in our program receive comprehensive disease education. The community health workers go into the home. For our asthma program, they'll conduct a home environmental assessment, identifying potential triggers in the home and then helping the family address those triggers. They're also trained in integrated pest management strategies, so most of the families that we work with have some sort of pest problem in their home or some structural issue in their home. The community health workers can help them with different strategies to reduce the problem, and if the problem is too great or if it is a structural issue, they'll help them sort of navigate the system to get the right resources in place to address those issues. They set goals with the individuals and their caregivers that will guide their work throughout the program. And then we also have two clinicians associated with our program who provide monthly community-based disease management workshops in the community open to everybody in the community. And this is an opportunity to have 2 hours of a clinician's time, which we know is a luxury, and also for the individuals who participate in the workshop to learn from their peers, which is really where the learning takes place in that setting. And then moving on to stages two and three, these ideally, if everything happens well in the first stage, we're sort of maintaining those changes. Service referrals, so referrals to those social services happens throughout the program, and as do the home visits and the check-ins. And then after 12 months in the program, the individuals are eligible for graduation. And sorry, I want to add the frequency and just the model that I've presented here is adapted based on where the individuals are. So if halfway through the program they present to the ED or something traumatic happens in their life, we customize this for their needs. And then here's a picture of one of our asthma graduations from a few years ago, just to give you a sense of this event, which is very exciting for everybody involved. So to give you a sense of where we are, so the asthma program, which we actually started working with families in 2006, so to date we've enrolled over 1,100 patients and families. In terms of retention, at 6 months, we have 76%, and 12 months, 64%, and nearly 500 families and children have completed the year-long care coordination program. And diabetes, which started in 2012, to date, almost 350 patients have enrolled. You see the 6 month and 12 month retention, and nearly 120 have completed the year-long program to date. And moving on to some of our indicators, these are the indicators that we, this is the information that we collect through our baseline and follow-up surveys. So we collect data at baseline, 6 months, and 12 months. And here we're looking for the difference between baseline and 12 months. So as you can see, among graduates, hospitalizations, ED visits, missed school days, and symptom days went down. And here we're also looking at survey data between baseline and 12 months. And for us, because our goal is really to empower caregivers to better manage their child's asthma, feeling in control of a child's asthma is really significant for us. So at 12 months, nearly 100% of the caregivers who participated in our pediatric asthma program felt in control of their child's asthma and able to manage it. So moving on to diabetes, we're presenting this data a little bit differently. This actually doesn't come from survey data. This comes from the patient's electronic medical record that we have access to as part of this program. Here we're looking also not at 12 months because we don't have enough data yet, but it's between baseline and 6 months. You can see reductions across all of the clinical indicators for which we're collecting data. And then back to survey data, this is from the survey looking between the difference between baseline and 6 months. And these are the key indicators that we're looking at. So for example, reducing risks is really, does the patient understand their numbers, their numeric goals associated with their clinical outcomes. And then in 2012, part of our expansion to the program was to expand to another disease area, but also to bring community health workers into the primary care setting and into the patient-centered medical home, which is the same thing. So the community health workers work 2 sessions per week. They are members of the healthcare team. They use a non-clinical peer-based approach to support patients. They'll meet with the patients either before or after their interaction with a provider. If they meet with them before, they are, you know, making sure that the individual understands their diagnosis, helping them prepare questions. They'll even accompany the patient to the visit with the provider if the patient would like. And they're really also cultural brokers. As I mentioned, a lot of the patients who are part of our program, they may not speak English. There are other cultural things going on. The community health workers really help with that. And then we have, more recently as part of our patient-centered medical care structure, we created these multidisciplinary meetings. So once a week, the entire practice, the entire clinical practice participates in these case meetings. So everyone from the person at the front desk to the provider, the nurse, and the community health worker is part of that as well. And it was really as part of these meetings that the rest of the healthcare team understood what a community health worker is. Because bringing a new role into a clinical setting was very, very challenging, and that transition did not happen overnight. In fact, we still have to reinforce that message. So it took a lot of work to get people to understand what is a community health worker, what are the benefits, how is a community health worker different from the MA or the nurse, and so we made a lot of headway in five different practices, but it still requires reinforcement. But during these multidisciplinary meetings, having the community health worker in that meeting talking about what they found in the home when they did the home visit, really connecting those dots for the healthcare team, because from the healthcare team perspective, they know that the patient's not taking their medication and that's all they know. But the community health worker going into the home knows that maybe there's some issue with housing, maybe they just lost their job, maybe there's a domestic violence issue, maybe they don't understand their diagnosis and they don't know how to take their medication. The community health worker links those dots and really brings the whole picture together. And now I feel like there's a much better understanding and appreciation for the role of the community health worker in that setting. So to date, 4,261 patients have received practice-based support and education in that primary care setting. And then closing up, so the findings that we've had over the last 7 years are really that the community health worker being based in the community is essential to our model. If these community health workers were hospital employees or had some sort of coat, white coat or anything else, it would really change the dynamic that they have with the individuals that they support. We know that they can move fluidly between the community and clinical settings. And having community partner involvement, not just having the community health workers based in the CBOs, but having those CBO leaders involved in the design, implementation, evaluation of our program has been essential to our success. And then we've also learned that the model is transferable to other disease areas and also other areas of the hospital and the community. And here's my contact information. And I believe we're holding questions till the end, right? Okay, thank you.